The views and opinions expressed on the following program are not necessarily those of the staff and management of Salem Media of Hawaii.
Welcome to Generations Radio, where the focus is on our seniors and their families. We are here each Saturday afternoon from 5 until 6 p.m., bringing you resourceful information with our radio team of professionals in the field of aging. Stay with us for the next 1 hour as we explore different ways to make life more exciting and meaningful for our extraordinary seniors, right here on AM 690, The Answer. And now, here is our host and the publisher of Generations Magazine, Percy Ihara.
Hey, welcome back to Generations Radio, and thanks for tuning in this February. It's actually February now. It's amazing how fast January flew by, huh, Kona?
Certainly it is.
I mean,
every day goes by too fast.
My friend was just telling me that the other day. We had lunch together, and she goes, "Wow, it's amazing how fast life flies by us. It's crazy. As we get older, does time fly by faster?"
It seems that you perceive time differently as you get older.
Oh, it's perceived time.
You think, "Oh, I did that. I don't have to do that this month because I did that a couple months ago, and I only supposed to go every 6 months." And then your wife tells you, "You're already late."
So if you recognize his voice, you'll probably recognize his face, and you recognize his company is called Ohana Hearing Care, and Mr. Kona Smith. And welcome to the show, Kona.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, I could have sworn I thought you had you on the show before, so I'm glad you came on and you had some time with us. And you have to go back to work after this.
Well, just for a short while. It is Friday.
It's Aloha Friday, and no work till Monday. So thanks for coming in. It's an hour show. Because Kona's worried about, can I talk that long? Sure, you can talk that long. You've been to our partner's breakfast. You can get around, right?
I'm not too shy when it comes to talking. I don't think it'll be a problem.
I'm glad we got you on. And so welcome to the show. And so thanks for being one of our Generations partners, and I appreciate that. And you're one of our trusted entities, and all our partners are trusted, and so I appreciate you being part and supporting our community, our kupuna.
Well, I like to support Generations because of what they do. What they do is good for seniors. And it seems like there's no ulterior motives to what you do. It's always just to try and help the seniors to live a better life,
yep,
get along better, make things easier for them.
And
I appreciate that as a senior citizen myself.
Yeah, well, like I said, I hope to be in great shape when I get to be your age. I mean, and your face is so young, too. I think because you smile a lot. You're always every time I meet you and see you, you're always happy.
Well,
is that the secret?
What's the alternative? The alternative is not grumpy. To be happy, to be grumpy and grouchy, and who wants to be around that guy?
Well, that's true, but a lot of them are like that. They all complain about Trump and politics and the rail. Like, there's more to life than just complaining.
I could complain about all those things too, but
yeah.
I prefer to pick out the positives in life and emphasize them.
Yeah. So listen, today's show we want. I'm glad you're on because I just had dinner last night with a good longtime friend of ours, and he's 66. And we had dinner last night at the Moana, beautiful Moana Hotel, and the veranda. And so the girl, my wife and her best friend from college were talking story. And this is her boyfriend of many, many years. And he pulls me aside and goes, Percy, I have to get a hearing aid. And I'm only 66. I'm going, well, I mean, I don't know if is there an age when your hearing goes out? But this guy played in a rock band back in the 70s,
mm-hmm,
and he still plays music to this day. He does like background smooth jazz. He's online. His name is Johnny Thompson, and it's actually the intro music of this show and exit of this show is his music.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Oh, yeah. When I first heard his first album come out, gosh, I don't know, about 10, 11 years ago, I said, God, this is beautiful music. So when we restarted the radio show, I said, Johnny, can I use that intro for my music? It's just fantastic. So when you hear it go in and out of our breaks, you'll hear at the end and the beginning, you'll hear the music. But so at 66, so I said, well, you played in a band back in the 70s. You were playing in a rock band, and he still plays to this day. But does really playing loud music when you're younger give you hearing loss later in life?
Absolutely.
Does it? Oh, no, I'm doomed.
I can tell you from experience. We're here today to talk about seniors and hearing aids, but for just a moment, let's digress and talk about musicians.
Yeah.
and the damage that they do to their hearing as a result of listening to loud music. And it's not confined to just musicians alone.
Right.
It's anyone who listens to with headphones.
Me?
And we go all the way back to the Sony Walkman days.
I was just going to say that. I used to wear the Walkman because I used to run a lot when I was much, much lighter back in my 20s. And we would run. So about a couple, 3 years, I was wearing it when I used to run around to Alamana Beach Park. Then I saw an article that says the music is amplified if you're exercising or working out for some reason. It affects your hearing. It amplified the music that you're listening to. Is that true?
What's true about what you said is the fact that the Walkman was the first headborne, portable, totally portable. Up before that, they used to have what you call, remember the ghetto blasters?
Oh, yeah.
On the shoulder? Big thing.
I had one of those too, by the way. I had one of those too. I love music.
Yeah, well, I like music too, and I've been my share of concerts over the years. My favorite story is I went to see a concert in the Blaisdell.
Okay.
Well, this was 25 years ago.
Okay.
And I won't name the musician.
It's okay.
But anyway, it was extremely loud inside the arena, and I had to take a break, and I was down inside the men's room of the Blaisdell. Not the concert hall, but the arena.
Uh-huh.
And coming through the concrete walls was a perfect level of sound to listen to that music.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I thought it was pretty funny that the people that were sitting out on the lawn listening to it for free were getting a better quality of sound than the people that were inside the arena itself listening to the loud music. Yeah. But all the people that work around those concerts, musicians, the technicians that do everything, they're all exposed to way too loud sound.
Yeah.
And now there's a solution to that problem. And you see the performers now all have look like hearing aids in their ears with a little wire coming down. Those are monitors. In the old days, they used to have monitors which were loudspeakers on the ground, and you'd get acoustic feedback, and it was a terrible problem.
Right.
And everybody's ever been to a concert has heard the screeching and squealing, and the technicians are going crazy trying to adjust the audio. But now with the custom-made earpieces in their ears, they have a perfect monitor for the sounds that they need to hear, and so that they can perform. And yet it doesn't damage their hearing anymore because it's regulated to a certain level in their ear.
Right.
Much better.
So I guess I'm doomed then, huh? Yeah, I used to listen. I mean, I live in an area for 3 years in California where it was great music back in the 70s. And I love Earth, Wind, and Fire and all the soul bands. And we went to a lot of concerts. And I mean, I think the last concert I went to was, what's the lady singer that just came recently?
I don't know.
Yeah, almost 80 years old. Diana Ross.
Diana Ross,
She was fantastic. I was really surprised.
Yeah.
She did fantastic. It wasn't
so
as
you went to that concert?
Yeah, I was there.
Really? I was going to go to that concert, but
you should have gone.
I
mean, I was really skeptical about how old she was and still be able to perform and sing. She was great. But you know what I do now? I buy almost the last seat of any concert hall now because it's just too loud.
Yeah.
You're right. It's just too loud.
Well, there's a solution to that, too.
Yeah.
And we make a special custom-made earpiece for you. You wear it. It's completely comfortable to wear. You don't even know you have it on. And it has a special valve inside or filter, sound filter, built into it so that you can listen to the music, even no matter how loud it is. It is distortion-free. You'll be able to appreciate the music, and it won't damage your hearing.
And how do you adjust it? Is it like an app or something?
You don't adjust it. It's not electronic.
Oh, is that you don't adjust it?
No. It uses a special filter that's designed by a company called Edemonic Research, which you can choose different filters for different purposes. A good example of that is we make these earpieces for dentists and dental hygienists and people that work around the dental offices because of the high-frequency sound.
Yeah, that drill or whatever that thing is. Yeah.
All that sound. Put these on. They can talk and converse with each other. There's no problem as far as their hearing is concerned, but they're protected from the loud sound of that.
You're right, because I remember I just went about a month ago, and that high sound, ooh, I don't like that sound. They got to give it to their patients. Tell the dentist, give it to your patients. That's a good sell. There's so many dentists here.
So that preventing hearing loss is as important as correcting hearing loss with a hearing aid, and it's less expensive and it lasts for a lifetime.
Yeah. So, what percentage of seniors have correctable hearing?
Well, first of all, very small percentage of people with a hearing loss, it's not correctable. Virtually all hearing losses are correctable.
Really?
Some with limitations, but they're all correctable.
Okay.
And if you're talking about senior citizens, we'll go from your age.
I see, 60.
We'll start at 60, okay? Because that's basically can you get a discount at the movies at 60, or do you have to be 65?
I think it's 65, but Ross's is 55, and it's a few other places that it's actually lower than 70.
Yeah, I've seen it as
52,
isn't it?
Right.
Yeah.
55.
But anyway, at your age, 60 years of age, on average, senior citizens have about 30% of them have a correctable hearing loss.
Really? That high?
I mean, 70% of them don't have a hearing loss at that point.
But
let's jump up to 70 years old and see what happens. And now you're a little over 40% of the population.
70?
With a hearing loss, with a correctable hearing loss. Now, that doesn't mean you have to get a hearing aid just because you have a correctable hearing loss.
Right.
You get a hearing aid when it becomes a point, comes to the point where you're...
affects your lifestyle.
It's affecting your lifestyle and your quality of life. Where you start choosing not to go someplace because when you go there, you can't hear what people say.
Right.
Now you got to start thinking about, what can I do about this? Shall I just avoid all the situations?
But that's what people do, don't they?
And do I avoid all the people that I have a hard time hearing?
Yeah.
Well, after a while, the list gets pretty long and you find yourself staying at home all the time.
So yeah, that's so true.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm living proof.
Why, you don't go out as much anymore?
No, I wear hearing aids, so I can go anywhere I want.
Okay.
I wouldn't miss a UH basketball game anything. Yeah, I mean, or pretty much any other sporting
volleyball,
event.
Men's volleyball is great. I like to watch them. But, you know, women's are so much more popular. Women's volleyball is just so much more popular.
In Hawaii, it certainly is. Yeah. Hawaii is a leader in attendance for women's volleyball,
They really are. It's amazing, and they're so good. I mean, people think, oh, the second or fifth. That's fantastic. When you look at the whole country, and we're very small compared to, like, schools in California, USC, Stanford, like that, you know?
Yeah, but it's in the blood of the people of Hawaii to go to see women Waianae volleyball after all these years. It's just terrific.
I just wish they would support them more, you know? Especially like football. Football, the attendance was so low. I wish they would support them more. You know, win or lose, they're still our team.
Well, but you know what? People don't realize this. Yes, attendance is down, but it's still the biggest moneymaker of all the sports in Hawaii.
Everywhere you go,
The UH plays.
Yeah.
That's why they keep the football. And you have a winning program, they'll come back.
Yeah. Okay, so 70. What's the percentage of 80-year-olds that have corrected?
Well, once you get... you know, we go up to 75, you're roughly at 50% of the population. And,
wow.
And it just goes on beyond that. If you're lucky enough to live to be 90, the chances are about 70, more than 70% that you're going to have a hearing loss.
Wow, so I'm doomed then.
Well, it's not doomed. Let's not use that term, doomed.
I'm going to call Mona. Hey, give me some help here.
Yeah. What's nice about it is at one time the answer would be, you're doomed. You're doomed because there is no solution to the problem. There is nothing to fix that problem. So you are doomed to living a lifestyle that is probably not exactly what you want to have in, 50 years ago.
Well, I'm pretty good now, but what are some of the early signs that I should be aware of?
Well, it's real simple. First of all, and it's amazing because we are so adaptive. The nature of a human being is we're so adaptive to whatever happens in our lives, we can adjust and substitute for to make up for what's you're not hearing in as far as hearing is concerned.
Right.
And so the earliest signs are, first of all, when when people that you're familiar with, loved ones, talk to you, and you have to have them repeat, and they mention to you, you know, you seem to ask me to repeat more often than before. That's a good sign that you're losing your hearing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And other things, if you'll notice that we just had it's interesting you should ask this question, because we just had a lady who we fitted with hearing aids, and she came back and she said, I love these hearing aids. I can hear everything really well. She said, but one thing I don't want to hear is the birds outside my kitchen when I'm working.
Really?
She said, I never even knew they were there, and now I can hear them singing.
Oh, I love listening to birds in the morning by
my
house.
So we said to her, we can't fix that. We can't tone the birds down, but think about it. The sounds of birds in your yard is a kind of a pleasant sound.
Yeah, I love it. I love it in the morning.
All you have to do is reintroduce your brain to listening to them because you hadn't heard them in such a long time.
That's probably a better way to put it. Because birds are great. I mean, unless she's got a job where she has to pay attention and concentrate, but that's nothing. But you're probably right. She never heard it before.
Well, she hadn't heard it in a long time.
A long time.
That's one of the things. When we first introduce people back to hearing, they sometimes are not sure they want to hear all the things that they're hearing, but usually within a couple of weeks' time, they're going like, oh, yeah, this is great. This is terrific. And a good example is we have an ad in the paper coming out for Valentine's Day.
Okay.
And it says, if your Valentine whispers sweet nothings, will you hear nothing?
That's a good one. It's so true. So
let's get back to early signs because okay. There's a lot more.
Yeah, okay. Well, I thought that was a big one. Okay, what else?
Yeah, there's basically when people tell you, when people are asking you to repeat all the time, if you're lucky enough to have grandchildren and they come over and a six-year-old talks to you and you cannot understand a word they're saying because they have high-frequency voices, that's what happens. The way that you lose your hearing is not like you just go deaf one day or that you stop hearing all sounds.
Okay.
Almost invariably, with some exceptions, you lose your hearing in the high frequencies first.
Really? Why didn't you do that?
So here's a good test anybody can do if they want to know whether they're losing their hearing in their high frequency.
Okay.
Find a piano or a keyboard.
Oh.
Okay.
And start going down.
Start going up from left to right.
Okay.
The low notes are on the left side, and as you go up,
okay.
You get on a piano. When you get up to those last four or five keys, if the only thing you hear is your finger thumping on the thumping on the key, and you don't hear the high frequency of the sound of the vibration, that's another sign that you're having a.
That's a good point. I better get a piano.
But now you got to go buy a piano so you can test your hearing. There's an easier way to do that.
Okay.
But the key is that because we're so adaptable, we get into denial. We call it the Cleopatra effect. They're in denial.
Oh.
Sorry about that. That was a really bad pun. But anyway, they just don't really realize how much of a hearing loss they have. And they don't realize that it not only affects them, but it affects the people that are around them.
Right.
We have a motto in our office that says, when a person has a hearing loss, the family has a hearing problem. And the problem is that person with the hearing loss.
Right. And that's something that, I'll tell you, don't you think that it's more difficult for men versus women?
Oh, absolutely. It's interesting you should mention that. The average male, the average senior male, or any male, when they're told that they have a hearing loss from their family and they go and have their hearing checked, they go like, oh, yeah, well, I got a little hearing loss. They wait 8 years before they do anything.
8 years?
On average, 8 years from the time the person recognizes that they have a hearing loss to the time that they do it. That's an average. That's men. Now, women are different. And women will tune in on that much sooner and do something about it within 3 or 4 years.
Okay.
Or even as immediately. And we're talking about averages, so.
Why do you think that is? Just men, just ego problems and.
I think it's a nurturing effect of inherent in womankind. I don't want to get into trouble here.
It's okay.
But I believe that that's kind of true. A good example is a guy wakes up in the morning and he goes, "Ooh, wow, boy, I got a stitch in my rib cage here. What's going on there?
Uh-huh.
You know, that hurts when I bend a certain way." And they say, "Well, I'll wait a couple of days and see how it works out." And they do. And, you know, they wait a week and it's not getting any better. If it's not better by the end of the month, I'm going to go call a doctor up. But a woman wakes up with the same pain in the same area, and she says, "If this doesn't go away by the end of the day, I'm calling my doctor," because that's just nature of the way things are.
Yeah, men, well, I think they, besides, like my dad, I mean, it was a few years ago, my son was still young, and once in a while they would come over and watch my son when they're in town. And one day I came home and parked in the driveway, my garage, and walked going to my house, and I could hear the TV from outside the house.
Yeah.
Through the window. When I got into the house, he was sitting right next to it. That's when I really knew that you need to get a hearing aid.
Uh-huh.
You're sitting right next to it, and it's blasting. When I'm outside the house, I can hear the TVs clearly.
Yeah, that's one. That's another one that you asked earlier, what are the signs? When people constantly ask you to turn the TV down or the radio down because it's too loud for them.
Yeah.
It's a sign that maybe it's, you know, if it's just right for you, it means that maybe you have a hearing loss.
Yeah, and that's fine. He's wearing it more, but I think he needs to get something, maybe something that's not so visible.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, you know, or do they have implants too now? I heard about implants. Do they have those too?
They do, but they're extremely
expensive. Yeah, very expensive. And, very expensive.
I mean, we're talking about a ton of money, and they're not always effective.
Yeah.
Now, you have cochlear implants. That's a different story.
What's that?
A cochlear implant. Rush Limbaugh, one of the famous Rush Limbaugh, the talk show host.
Okay.
He has a cochlear implant. He lost his hearing several years ago as a result of...
Totally?
Prescription, well, almost totally, yeah,
wow.
As a result of prescription drugs. Now, a cochlear implant is totally different than a hearing aid in that it electronically stimulates the hearing nerve and sends and transmits the signal to the brain. It's very complex.
I can imagine. So we're here with Kona Smith from Ohana Hearing Care and one of our partners, and before we take a break, I want to start off with one tip that you can give on how do you get people. I always say men, because men are harder to retrain than women. Like you said, it takes them a lot longer to get on board with this. What are some of the first steps we can do? Let's say I'm my father or my auntie, my uncle, my love, somebody's parent. Mm-hmm. A lot of people listen to the show now are less than 70, and they're dealing with their parents, so they're listening for information for their parent. What are some of the first steps I could do to get a parent to understand that? Maybe they need to take a look at this.
Well, actually, the worst thing you can do, or the thing you shouldn't do right off the bat, is say, "You need a hearing aid. I'm going to look up a hearing aid company, go online and find a company, and we're going to go and have you get..."
Right, right.
And they're going like, "No, I'm not ready for that. I don't want to do that." What you need to do, and it's really important anyway, early recognition of the problem and adjustment to the problem is really important. So you don't talk to them about getting a hearing aid. You talk to them about checking their hearing to find out how they're doing. And we have patients that come to see us annually for several years. They have their hearing checked.
Mm-hmm.
They have a minor hearing loss. The next time it's a little more. And eventually they say, "Okay, I'm ready to get a hearing aid now." That way they're not feeling like they're trapped into doing something they don't want to do. Because as much as, I mean, I wear hearing aids, and I don't have a second thought about putting my hearing aids on. I want to get them on in the morning so that I hear what my wife has to say. And, you know, because, you know, the honeydew list is important.
Yeah, for
sure. You want to make sure you have all the items.
Well, the reason why I say that is that I know some men just they're in denial, or they just don't want to be embarrassed to wear one. And they know they have hearing loss.
Absolutely. And the key is to not get them, it's not to try to force them to buy a hearing aid, is to get them to recognize and understand that they do have a hearing loss at whatever level it is. But the nice thing about, the reason I told you about the people that we see year after year before they get a hearing aid, is that it smooths the runway for them. When they're ready, they're ready.
Yeah, absolutely.
And actually, it's amazing. And you see this over and over again. People come and say, you know, I really was reluctant to get a hearing aid, especially men. I'm glad that I finally did. I wish I did it years ago.
Yeah, always like that.
Over and over and over we hear that. Why did I wait so long?
We're here at Kona Smith from Ohana Hearing Care. We're going to take a short break. See, that was half the show there, Kona. So we're going to take a short break, and we'll come back with more tips and more about hearing aids and how to fix, you said, the corrective hearing, right?
So, you got it.
Thanks, Kona. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
Check out the Cal's new renovated look and see why the Cal is Hawaii's favorite place in Vegas to stay and play.
Hi, I'm Margaret Wong with the Copeland Insurance Group. Let us be your Medicare resource throughout the year. We have agents throughout the islands to be of assistance to you. So if you have Medicare questions, we have the answers. Call us at 808-591-4877. Again, 808-591-4877. Thank you. We look forward to hearing from you.
Have you heard about Phytan, wondering if it works? Try it for yourself. Phytan Free Body Care daily at the Phytan Hawaii Shop, located in the Ohana Hali Marketplace on Ward Avenue. Phytan products are available at these fine retailers throughout the state. Long's Drugs, Marukai, Don Quixote, GNC, Navy Exchange, Runner's Route, Runner's Hawaii, and many other specialty retailers. Life-changing experience, Phytan. For more information, click on PhytanHawaii.com. That's PhytanHawaii.com.
If you're new to Medicare, we can help you work your way through all the questions, the details, and the headaches. Generations TV has gathered experts in the field to help you find the answers. This is Navigating Medicare.
When it comes to Medicare supplement plans, or what we call Medigap plans, okay, these are plans that fill in the 20% that Medicare doesn't cover. And there's plans from Plan A all the way up to Plan N.
When you're signing up for these plans, there are certain times when you have guaranteed issue. The Medicare Supplement Open Enrollment Period.
Hi, I'm Ed Motosui, and I'm with Financial Benefits Insurance. We're a full-blown insurance company that deals with seniors. We help seniors understand Medicare so they can come to us, and we'll gladly help them understand all the Medicare health options.
Helping you work your way through the confusion, Navigating Medicare. Brought to you today by Financial Benefits Insurance, serving the entire state of Hawaii from the corner of Pi'ikoi and Kapi'olani in Honolulu.
Have you been looking for a safe anti-inflammatory for your health and longevity? Introducing Xanthosin, a doctor-recommended astaxanthin supplement that supports your joints, heart, liver, and longevity. Xanthosin is safe, pure, and specially formulated for superior absorption. Xanthosin complies with all FDA regulations for manufacturing and labeling. Xanthosin, the safe anti-inflammatory for health and longevity. Available at a GNC store near you.
Did you know residential care homes offer a family-oriented atmosphere? At Caregivers Heart Hawaii, our kupuna become part of the family. The smaller environment allows for more personal attention. For example, there's no waiting to go to the bathroom compared to other long-term care options. The patient-to-caregiver ratio is smaller and help is faster. Over time, residential care homes are less expensive compared to other long-term care options. Our caregivers are experienced and enjoy what they do, and all homes are ADA approved. Don't feel stressed and overwhelmed or try to do this alone. Aloha, I am Ku'unani Demonte with Caregivers Heart Hawaii. Let us help you with all your care home placement needs. Caregivers Heart Hawaii has knowledge and experience. For a free consultation and to learn more about us, go to caregivershearthawaii.com, where treating kupuna like family is our business.
Got Vegas on your mind? Get Vacations Hawaii on the line. Vacations Hawaii offers weekly 4 and 5 night Honolulu to Vegas packages, which include 3 meals daily from $6.99. Stay at Hawaii's favorite casinos, California, Fremont, Main Street Station, and Orleans Hotel. Vacations Hawaii will get you there in comfort on deluxe wide-body 767 planes with complimentary in-flight hot meal service. Vacations Hawaii's frequent flyer program gives you future travel discounts and credits. So if you're ready to win big, call Vacations Hawaii at 591-4777 or visit pointvacationshawaii.com.
Today, more than ever, we local people are living longer than any other state in the union, with more seniors, baby boomers, and caregivers. Generations Radio promotes the importance to be proactive as we all age. The radio team will focus on issues facing our seniors and their families, finding resources to navigate healthy aging along with financial, legal, and caregiving information. So join Percy E. Hauer from 5 until 6 each Saturday, right here on AM 690, The Answer. Focusing on the issues facing our seniors and their families today. Here's our Generations Radio host, Percy Ihara.
Sure. Yeah. Okay, welcome back to Generations Radio. We're here with Kona Smith from Ohana Hearing, and we're talking about, you know, I shouldn't say hearing loss, right? It's actually correctable hearing.
Correcting hearing loss.
Yeah.
That's what we do.
That's what people think.
We don't cure it. There's no cure to hearing loss.
Right.
Sensory neural hearing loss, but we correct it.
Yeah. So, you know, Generations Magazine February, March issue should be out very soon. We're February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, you know, and you really need to get it the first month it comes out. Because we're getting hearing all over the islands now that we're running out. We just did a workshop yesterday. And by the way, the realities of aging, our workshop that we do, that I put on with different professionals in the field, is getting busy and full. So we're going to have RSVP because rooms are getting packed. We had one yesterday. And we had one last month, over 50 people came. And we just talk about all different aspects of aging. Even with my background as a certified senior advisor, I also have a CLTC, Certification in Long-Term Care, so I'm versed on long-term care, and more and more people are being proactive. Like the group yesterday, I was really happy to see a lot of them are under 75, some are in their late 50s and early 60s, but are thinking down the road already about what my life's going to be like when I'm 70, 80, 90 years old. I think all of them took care of their parents. So they saw that, like I'm seeing that with my parents now, so we want to plan ahead. And that's the whole thing with what we do, Kona, is really try and give people resources and tips and services out there that can help them to improve the quality of life, like hearing.
Well, it's obviously working if you're asking them to make reservations.
Yeah,
because
we don't do that.
That's a good thing. That means that the message that you're trying to get across is getting across to more and more people, and you're helping people.
Yeah. You know, when we started last year, we had maybe 10, 11, 12. And like, this isn't really not resonating with people. And then last year when we brought it back, it's getting more and more. And of course, August 22nd, it's a Saturday. August 22nd is our 14th annual Aging in Place workshop as well.
14 years?
Yes, we've been doing this workshop we do. And we'll get over 3,000 people to
this.
Fantastic. And we have 6 rooms going on at one time. You can Google it. Just Google Aging in Place 2019. You'll pull up the workshop sheet. We'll be bringing it out in the June, July issue. But this is no reservations, though. It's just come as you want and leave as you want because we have 6 rooms going on at one time.
Uh-huh.
So where every hour we switch out at the Ala Moana Hotel.
Ala Moana Hotel.
Yeah. So every hour we switch out a speaker. So people come in the morning or afternoon, or sometimes they stay all day because you can't see 6 rooms at one time.
No.
So they'll bring a friend and goes, okay, Kona, you go that way. I'm going to go here. Let's meet back at Starbucks downstairs. They have a huge Starbucks downstairs at the Ala Moana Hotel.
which is fantastic. So go on. I've been down there. I've seen people exchanging information and brochures and pamphlets, and it's really cool. And, you know, I started with my old buddy, Kirk Matthews, 14 years ago. And unfortunately, he passed away. But
Kirk was a good friend of mine, too.
I golfed with him quite a bit. Linda.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just something that I appreciate what he did. And he said, yeah, let's do it. And we did it. And look where we are today. It's huge.
Well, he's a good MC.
Oh, he was funny, too.
Yeah, he's excellent.
Yeah. Him and them together are a dynamic duo, I'll tell you.
Yeah, it was great.
And in fact, we had Linda on a cover a few years after Kirk. But anyway, correctable hearing. Question. So my friend last night said, I said, do I buy the $1,500 hearing aid or the $3,000 hearing aid? I said, I don't know a whole lot about hearing aids. I know I'll probably lose my hearing at some point down the road because I did listen to loud music when I was young, and I had the Walkman on all the time, mm-hmm. you know.
But he should probably buy the $729 hearing aid. Well, it's a really good product.
Yeah, I saw that on your
and it's adaptable, and it fills in a lot of needs that people have with a hearing loss.
It was early, I think, for him, but because he's a musician, mm-hmm. He knows it's going to get worse.
Yeah, well, and musicians in general are much more sound sensitive. I mean, they have perfect pitch.
Right.
Most musicians have right. perfect pitch. The average guy on the street doesn't, you know, can't tell a note from another. And that's what makes a musician a musician.
I mean, right.
It's part of its
right.
his being.
Right. So when he asked me that question, I said, well, I always like quality versus quantity. And if you have a good quality hearing aid, I think that's best for you. Would you agree or do a test first?
I agree 100%. And that is probably one of the biggest bugaboos of hearing aid fitting. And that is, who's to tell whether the product that you're about to be fitted with is a high-end product or not? Unfortunately, there are some places you can go that will tell you that you're getting a best hearing aid that's ever been made, and it's costs a lot of money, but nobody else has anything like this. None of that's true. There are five major manufacturers of hearing aids in the world.
Just five?
Five major manufacturers.
Why?
There's probably 40, 45 different okay. manufacturers. But of the five major players in the industry, they all make high-quality hearing aids. People ask me all the time, who makes the best one? You know, what manufacturer makes the best hearing mm-hmm, aid? Mm-hmm. Well, that's why you come to see a professional, so that they can pick the best hearing aid for you. It's not who makes the best hearing aid. It's not like a performance car. You know, well, this goes 0 to 60 in 3 seconds. Right. That's why you should own it. It's more complicated than that, and it's you need to see a hearing care professional so that you can get the right product for your particular hearing loss.
Well, that's the thing during the break I was asking you. I understand some companies or as you see, that's all they do is sell the hearing aid.
That's right.
Versus you guys are full service when it comes to hearing
loss. We like to think that if it has to do with your ears, we're the guys to come to see.
Yeah.
And it's as simple as that. We refer to ourselves as a very ear-responsible company. and we are. We take our work very seriously. And like I said, not only do we fit hearing aids for people that have hearing losses, but we do a lot of work to prevent hearing loss. We just did a whole bunch of – for one of the major construction companies, we made custom hearing protection for
really?
Every one of the workers this
wow.
company, and it was a lot of them. It was a lot of work, but the value to those workers is enormous. I mean,
oh yeah,
they're basically protecting themselves from developing a hearing loss, a noise induced hearing loss.
Yeah,
later life.
So that's what really sets you apart, because you have an audiologist in your office, right?
We have Nan Tran in our office, who's actually got a degree in the universe from the Brown University in Canada.
Wow.
And it's a very prestigious program that he went through. So He has very few peers in Hawaii when it comes
to... Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Because most people, you just go in and they... How do they... If you didn't, they don't have an audiologist. How do they know which one's best for you?
Well, if they're... They have different designations. We were talking about this earlier.
Right.
Different designations of professionalism. Uh-huh. So they still have to be certified and learn how and be licensed to test hearing and do all the rest of that stuff. So you don't have to be an audiologist.
I see.
To be able to dispense hearing aids and to and to analyze the problem and fit hearing aids.
So once was it Nontron?
Yeah, Nontron.
When he I guess walked me through what's going to happen when I say call you, say Kona, I think I might need a hearing aid.
Okay, let's say you make an appointment. Somebody says, you know, Percy, you're just not getting through. I'm not getting through to you.
Yeah, your wife doesn't pay attention.
Maybe like your wife, like yeah. You know, like you come home from golf late in the afternoon, and you're thinking about cracking open a nice cool one.
Oh, we did that already.
And well, maybe, but after you get home, you're thinking about doing it. And your wife says, "What are you doing?" And you go, "Don't forget, we're meeting the Oshiros in another 15 minutes." And you're going like, "We are? We talked about this yesterday, don't you remember?" And you're going like, "Yeah, I remember now, yeah."
Okay.
But you weren't really tuned in, and you might not have heard all the details.
Right. That happens a little bit.
Yeah, it happens to us all.
Yeah.
But it's not a good thing.
So she'll call, Kona, person needs an appointment.
Okay, yeah, so... So you decide, yeah, she calls and makes an appointment for you. That's exactly the real true scenario.
Yeah.
So you basically walk into our reception area, and one of the things, I digress for a moment, because Ohana Hearing Care is in one of the few storefront hearing aid dispensing companies in the state of Hawaii. And that's done purposely because some seniors don't like to get on elevators or escalators. They don't like to have to park their car and have it validated parking and not be able to remember where it was because it's in a big building. And we solve all those problems.
You're right on Baratania Street?
We're right on Baratania Street. We're right next to Grace's Inn.
Oh, I go there once a month at least. They know my son all the time.
Best chicken katsu you can get in the town.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So anyway, and Grace is just a sweetheart of a human being, and she's a good friend of mine.
You're right next door to them.
Right now, well, yeah, we know each other well. So
she's just a great gal. Yeah.
Anyway, so you walk into the office. Our receptionist greets you with a big smile, hopefully. You identify yourself, and she gives you some paperwork to fill out, your name and address and all the rest of the stuff that we have to have.
Okay.
And then you've had an appointment. Because you have an appointment, you'll be taken care of on a timely basis. And here's what will happen. You go into a specially built sound booth, and you have an electronic audiogram made of your hearing. What the audiogram is basically is a graph of how you hear, which then can be compared with what normal hearing would be. And we can show the patient exactly what the hearing
is. Is that free testing?
There's no charge.
I need to do that.
Yes,
my brother just did this last week. Because his wife was complaining that he was not hearing. So my brother, who's younger than me, he's 56, 57. He actually did it last week. When you said a graph thing, he showed the graph.
Yeah. Huh. It's called an audiogram.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And then you were tested. We do what's called speech testing. And the reason you do speech testing is because you want to show the patient what the potential of his hearing correction will be. Because when we do speech testing, you will not... You basically have to repeat words that are delivered to your ears through earphones, and you will not get them all right. So you have to determine on. So if say you get 70% of them right, that means that roughly 70% of the time we'll be able to correct your hearing loss.
Okay.
We also give you an otoscopic examination with a video otoscope, which is a really cool little device. An otoscope is what the doctor uses to look in your ear when you have an examination.
Okay.
The one that we have has a built-in camera.
Oh.
And we project it on a computer monitor so that they can see what the inside of the ear looks like. Because sometimes their hearing loss, it's rare, but sometimes their hearing loss is nothing more than
wax
clogging up the ear canal. So you get that cleaned out and you're all set.
You do wax ear wax cleaning?
We do some, but not all.
I mean, not like major things. Yeah, not like a service.
We have referral sources that we take. They take excellent care of.
I heard that's a big problem with seniors, huh?
What, earwax?
Yeah.
Not really.
Build up? No.
No, it's not a real big problem, but it can be a problem. And so a lot of times, I mean, it's, when that happens, they're really thrilled. I mean, that's all I had to do was get the earwax cleaned up. Yeah, but that's a rare moment, actually, in sports. So then the patient can see what we're doing and see the ear. And now we have basically built a dossier on that particular person.
Got it.
So that we can then explain to them what their options are as far as correcting their hearing loss is concerned. And that's when a lot of times they want to talk about money, because hearing aids are not cheap, and we want to make sure that they get something that they can benefit from.
All right.
That will improve their quality of life.
Does the insurance cover that?
Yes. Medicare does not pay for hearing aids.
Right. I don't know why that is.
Me either. I mean, it seems like a natural. Hearing loss is one
actually,
of the
dental,
age,
dental,
is
an dental age-related vision and hearing aids.
An age-related health problem is hearing loss. And anyway, but Medicare doesn't pay for hearing aids at this time.
Regular insurance does?
Yeah, and this is something that's important. We are providers for virtually all the local insurance companies, HMSA, HAA, whole list of them, and as well as all the different union programs that they have.
Sure.
So a lot of times people don't realize this, that they can use their HMSA program plan to pay for the majority of the cost of the hearing aid.
They just got to get it before age 65.
No. Well, it depends on.
If you want insurance to cover it.
Right.
Or if you're still working after 65, the company insurance won't pay it.
Well, a good example is if you work for the state of Hawaii or if you work for the Fed,
mm-hmm.
there's a lot of people in Hawaii that fill into that category. Those people continue with the same coverage after retirement.
Oh.
Now, in private practice, if you're a private business person, you probably will switch to a lower cost program when you retire, like the Akamai Advantage program by HMSA, which is an excellent program, but they don't participate in hearing aid.
Lobby the government on that. Lobby Medicare on that.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of holes that could be filled that would be beneficial to the seniors, and I think more and more it's being taken care of. I mean, a good example of that is HMSA for regular patients.
Mm-hmm.
20 years ago, they just paid they paid for a hearing aid. They pay a small percentage, like 10%, 20% of the cost of the hearing aid. Now they're paying as much as 80% of the
really?
Cost.
Really? Good
hearing
for
aid.
Them.
Yeah. And because we are providers, it's a different category than the patient doesn't have to pay in full. We collect the money from HMSA.
Right.
And then they just have to pay the difference, which sometimes is just a couple of $100.
I think we got to have you come to our workshop and tell people that. Get it before you go on Medicare.
Well, that's a good idea. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, even with dental and vision, it's not when you go on Medicare, the programs are a little bit watered down a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit versus your full coverage when you're working. You know, and we see that quite a bit. And it's amazing why, you know, I mean, Medicare does a good best they can, but yeah, it does amaze me why they wouldn't cover it. They cover cataract surgery. In fact, cataract surgery, I read recently about 3 years ago, that was the most used benefit of Medicare, cataract surgery.
Seniors, especially in Hawaii, because we're out in the sun more. Cataracts
so fast.
Are the result of sun damage.
It's fast,
cases.
Too. It's like, what, 5 minutes, 10 minutes?
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't had it done.
You haven't yet? Well, your vision's still good.
I keep this interesting because every year I go for an annual eye exam, and every year they say, well, you're getting closer to needing cataract surgery.
Not yet. Wow.
Not yet. I can read the newspaper still without
glasses.
My eyes are real good. My ears aren't as good, but my eyes are real good. Luckily for me, I know how to take care of ears.
So what happens when the insurance doesn't cover it? Do you have a financing program?
We have. We work with a medical finance company called Care Credit.
Okay.
Which has very good terms, and it's a worldwide. Nationwide company, so
like 2 years, 3 years,
they can take up to 36 months to pay for their hearing
aid. But hearing is very important. It's like you said, from a social aspect, people do shy away from going out.
Loss of hearing has a strong impact on the quality of life of people and the quality of relationships. I mean, we see that every day where people say, I just got to be able to hear my wife better because, or vice versa. But generally speaking, it's that way.
So what is this? Guys, on their website, ohanahearingcare.com, they have a lot of great tabs you can look into. I always do that when I guess. On their services, you have a great, you got cell phone accessories, hearing aid fitting, repairs. You do repairs too?
Yes, we have a repair lab. We have one of the best. Wow. We got David Iwoka, who's been working with us for over 30 years. He's excellent. He's been factory trained to do repairs on hearing aids, and we see a lot of people for a hearing aid repair because a lot of our peers, our contemporaries, do not do repair work.
Well, they just want to sell you a new one.
Yeah, that's some of the sad stories that
that's all businesses like that.
Yeah, but.
Wait, and you have coupon specials on your website.
Yeah, if you go to the website, you got coupon specials.
Yeah,
too.
I just saw that. Like, wow, I've never seen anybody do that.
Yeah, we do. Well, our website is we try to maintain our website.
You have a good website.
In the best interest of the patients.
Well, your resources here, you have a library of information and guide to hearing aids, Q&A. I like your services here. And so a couple questions I have when I'm on your website. Tinnitus. Is that how you pronounce it?
Or tinnitus.
Tinnitus? Okay. I got that like 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. I got up at 2 o'clock in the morning. I said, honey, I think there's a fire alarm going off. And it was so loud. I swear to God. She gets up and goes, there's no fire alarm here. So I said, God, this is really loud. I can't sleep. Like, so I went in the living room, sat on the couch, and it wouldn't go off for like half an hour.
Do you still have it?
Oh yeah.
So you still have
it? You can't get rid of tinnitus, I heard. Can you? It's always going to be in the background.
Well, that's true. But normally, this is interesting that you should tell me this, because normally with tinnitus comes a little bit of a hearing loss as well.
Yeah, that's what my friend said last night. Yeah. I asked him about that.
But you could get a tinnitus masker. A tinnitus masker looks like a hearing aid and can function as a hearing aid if you have a hearing loss, but it also what's called masking the sound. You'll notice that during a busy day, as you go through your day,
you don't hear
it. Doesn't bother you that much. It's only when you're in a quiet environment.
Right.
So if you have a tinnitus masker on, you don't have that quiet environment anymore. It masks out the tinnitus.
It was funny because
I've seen people that were at their wit's end. The most dramatic one, I was at a conference when tinnitus maskers first came out. It was in the mid-70s. And this guy was a businessman from Atlanta, Georgia. The meeting I was at in Phoenix, Arizona. And it was a seminar on how to fit tinnitus maskers and evaluate the problem. Because it was a new edge on science.
Yeah, I never heard of that.
And this guy came, and he was fitted with a tinnitus masker, one of the earliest stages of the tinnitus maskers. And he was a middle-aged man, and he was obviously troubled by it. And he came back the next day for for evaluation and follow-up to our seminar. And here we are all in a basically classroom situation with a professor up in front. And he said, it's really working pretty well. And he said, I'm happy with it. He said, I'll tell you, I want to show you what my alternative was going to be if this didn't work, because this has been driving me crazy. And he opened up a briefcase and took out a revolver.
Really?
And he said, I was going to go back to my hotel and end my life because the tinnitus was bothering me so much for so many years.
He can.
I mean, that's. I was flabbergasted, and it really made an impact on me because I realized, ringing in the ears is more than just a little bit of a problem for some people. And this was good.
Yeah, I tell you, it wouldn't stop ringing for like a half an hour. So at 2 o'clock in the morning, I'm Googling tinnitus on my phone to see what's going on with that. I never heard of it. Mm-hmm. And I thought, I asked several of my friends the next day, and said, yeah, they all had it. It's like very common. But lastly, real quick, we're going to end up the show. CapTel I didn't find out on your website that you do the certification to get the CapTel phone, which are totally free.
Yeah. The CapTel, the reason that it's free is if you have a hearing loss, if you have a landline, if you have a phone, anybody that has a phone, if you look at your bill, there's about $1.49 taken out of your bill every month goes to the Americans with Disability Act from the federal government.
Right.
And they provide, then we certify that there's no charge. You come and we certify that you have a hearing loss. Mm-hmm. And once we certify the hearing loss, within a couple of days, the CapTel representative will be at your house installing.
Yep. They're a great service. We've had them on our show. They're part of our magazine, and they're totally free. I was like, wow, that's really great. So, yeah,
so we're one of the people, one of the places where you can get the certification.
Good for you. So anyway, Kona, thanks so much for being a partner, for being a friend, and really just to helping our seniors as well.
Well, we look forward to being able to do this anytime.
All right. Okay. Anyway, so February's out. Our February-March issue should be coming out. Like I said, get it in February because it's going to run out in March. So thanks so much, everybody. As always, have a great weekend. Aloha and live well.
The preceding program was sponsored by Generations Magazine.